Hi, welcome to the Four Loops Golf Podcast. In episode 4, I'm chatting with my biggest fan, my 88-year-old mum.
Hello everyone. My name is Joy Biffin and I'd like to give a bit of a talk about how Chris got into golf, which he absolutely loves. When he was 15, he used to get taken to Royal Park Golf Club with his two uncles when they were available, and he would play golf there. Then he got on to Medway, and living in Newmarket at the time, he would get his racing bike, put his buggy on the back, and head over to Medway to play golf. Needless to say, roughly 38 years ago, there wouldn't have been the traffic that there is now, and I think he went up quite a few side streets. While growing up, I used to say to him, "Chris, you'd eat a golf ball." He nearly wore out the carpet in his bedroom. Lucky we had high ceilings. During a HSC parent interview with the teacher told me to lock up his golf clubs. The late John Sutton would pick Chris up and take him to the state tournaments. Actually, Chris went for a job at Northern. The first interview was great, but when I took him and waited for him for the second interview, they failed him because it was a hot day. He had a collar and tie, but did not wear a jacket. And that went against him, so he didn't get the job. He was pretty upset about that. Then Chris come home one day from Medway Golf Club and said, "Mum, I've found a house over in Maidstone. If you intend selling this house at Newmarket." "Oh yes, Chris, where is it?" "Not far from the Medway Golf Club." "Oh, wouldn't you know? Anyhow, we sold the house at Newmarket and have lived over in Emu Road, Maidstone, for 34 years. Needless to say, Chris met Kayleen, got married. Where'd they buy a house? Radio Street, Maidstone, across the road from the second hole. Also, actually his girlfriend now, wife, used to caddy for him in Pennant. I think she was the only female caddy. Chris has won C grade and two junior championships and played Colts and senior pennant for the club. He loved golf so much that he even took his golf clubs on his honeymoon and scored the only hole in one in Scotland with no one there to see it, just Kayleen. He still loves golf as much as ever, and it has taught him respect and to talk to everyone and etiquette.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Thanks for talking about me. Giving me a bit of a write up and a bit of a dressing down. Nice chatting, and thanks for doing this for me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, that was nice to hear from Mum. Saying a few nice things about her son. Just on that hole-in-one, if I can be a little bit self-indulgent. I was playing Royal Dornoch in March, so it was a bit chilly. I was playing by myself. Carly was sitting in the car because it was a bit cold. for cutting those that day. And it was a honeymoon, of course, so I wasn't too perturbed about that. Managed to slot a 6-iron in the hole in one of the par threes there. Walked up to the green, checked the front, checked the back, checked the sides. Wasn't there. Thankfully, it was in the cup. I've been a member at long. I've been a member at Medway a long time, and I think I've come close. So I certainly treasure that moment. I know those of you that have had hole-in-ones or aspire to have one. They're special times. That's all good. Yeah, I was very lucky there to get the golf clubs shipped to the UK because our first part of our honeymoon was not golf-related. So, but the Scottish part was, and very thankful for my wife to allow me to indulge my passion and managed to sneak onto a few nice courses over there. St. Andrews, on the day I turned up, the guy said it was a pretty... The wind was blowing off the North Sea. It was late February. It was icy cold. The guy said, mate, there's only one other person on the course today. What are you doing? I said, I've come all the way from Australia. I don't care if it's snowing, hailing. I'm going out there to play. And I think I racked up a quick, it might have been 92, I think. And I had the scarf wrapped around my head. And but, you know, nothing was going to stop me playing that course. So that was good. And then I was fortunate enough to play it a few days later after I'd been touring around playing golf courses. And I played Carnoustie in the morning. It's a beautiful sunny day. And then we wandered across the air to St. Andrews. And I managed to sneak another game in, play with some guys from the university there. So that was another treat. Fantastic. I haven't had a chance to get back there and play, but I hope to one day. With a bit of luck, you never know. Thankfully, I played a few nice courses like Prestwick. I played the 36 in one day at Turnberry. So Nan and Tane and a few other tracks over there. It's well worth getting over there, and I think the prices were a lot cheaper back then. So, look, you know, golf's a game for life, and that's why we all love it. And we hope there's lots of other people out there sharing the passion to make your dreams happen. So, thanks for listening to me. I don't really feel comfortable talking about myself, to be honest, but let Mum do that for me. And just before I conclude, quick shout out to a club sponsor, which I do every time on this podcast. And this time it's Dr. Pat Brady and Dr. Michael Ibrahim from the vets in West Footscray and St. Albans. So if you've got any issues with your barking beauties or fur babies, those two members are always... you know, good people to look up, and they can take good care of your pets. So thanks again, guys. And I promise you this will be the last podcast that is about me, and look forward to getting some other interesting people on, and we can sort of share the Medway love. Okay, take care, guys and girls. See ya. Bye. Lastly, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss future episodes. And if you have any suggestions or feedback, email me at forloopsgolf, forloopsgolf@gmail.com. Till next time.